first seven sons. I'm my grandma's only grandson. And she loved all of us grandchildren the same. But being her only grandson made me feel just that much more special. She always wanted to know everything about us and what was going on in our lives, and she just made us feel so loved. And some of my best memories as a child were all of us being together at my grandma and grandpa's house with our families. I miss that. So as we grew up and all moved on and moved away, nothing ever changed. She still loved us exactly the same. My grandpa took such great care of her, especially later in her life, and she was so important to our family, and everyone was equally as important to her. And I remember my grandpa wheeling her in to a room to any event with her fur coat draped over her shoulders like a mob boss or something. Everyone would stop and immediately go up to her and greet her. It was just, you know, it's just such a big deal that she was there. One of the things I loved about her was she always spoke her mind. She didn't hold her tongue for anyone. And yeah, even today, if she saw me up here, she'd probably be whispering to my mom how much she hates my facial hair. Didn't matter what occasion it was. She was a wealth of knowledge, and she knew everything about everyone in the family. And no matter how she was feeling, she could always list off names, children, who's whose mother, cousin, father, anything. My more recent memories of us together sitting with her at the Marymore and her just going through photo albums and old pictures, just sometimes for hours, and she would just know everything about every single person in that picture and could tell me where they came from, how they were related, who their children were. And that was really impressive to me. Keeping in touch with her from Boston was really hard. As all of you know, talking to her on the phone was no easy task. It was nearly impossible and sometimes comical. Just thinking back at how many people over the years, strangers, probably saw me talking or heard me talking on the phone to my grandma, and I just remember thinking, like, they must just think I'm a horrible grandson yelling at my grandmother on the phone. When talking became too hard for her and her hearing was so bad, I started writing letters. And on Wednesday, after I got home from work, I wrote her a letter. And then 2 hours later, my mom called me. And I never got to send her that letter. But I brought it with me today. So the last time I saw her was in May. She was getting weaker, but she was still the same grandma that I knew. She demanded that I take a picture with her and my other grandma, my dad's mom. So it was a nice day. It was sunny. and we wheeled her out to the courtyard, and they both sat on a bench, and I stood behind them, and Cousin Red took pictures of us. And how she was that day will be how I always remember her.
I'm Sydney. Today is a day to celebrate the life of my grandma, and what a life she had. She was blessed to be able to share her life with a guy like my grandpa. And so, in her honor, I'm going to try to do the one thing that she never managed to do, which is refrain from crying at a family function. See how it goes. My grandma was truly a family woman. You know, she lived for her family, and I think us grandkids are a reflection of that. You know, there's not one person in this room who doesn't love my grandma. And even though she had to shuffle through all of the grandkids' names before landing on the right one, she loved spending time with us, and she loved getting to know us and asking about what we were doing in school and how I was when I was away. And she cherished seeing all the cousins, no matter what the occasion. My grandpa, my grandpa Alan Hurd, the figureheads of our family, and we couldn't have grown up with a better role model. Hanukkah dinners are always hilarious, whether they were intended to be or not. And I always look forward to spending Sunday mornings at their house before Sunday school growing up. Grandpa would cook me Eggos, and Grandma would ask me about Hebrew school and what I was learning, and it was always a great time for us. So, for me, today is more of a celebration. As we've all said, you know, my grandpa was the light in my grandma's life. And so, to be able to rejoin such a vivacious man is a happy day. Hi, Michelle. Shelley. Sydney Shelley.
Shelley.
Never knew, but that's okay. Well, obviously my grandma is the best grandma that anyone could have. When you hear people say, you know, I have an old sweet grandma, she was the epitome, because she actually was kind and sweet and selfless. And growing up, her and my grandpa were an amazing part of our family, a huge part of our family. Family functions were with them. It wasn't, you know, separated with all of us together. And those are some great memories growing up. And they taught me so much as a pair and individually. They both had great traits. And individually, my grandma was sweet. And like the rabbi said, she never said a harsh word about anyone. I was trying to think when I was sitting if I could think of anything she ever said that was unkind. And I can't really think of anything except about my brother's beard. That's the meanest she would get. I loved growing up hearing about their travels to Spain and Africa and Israel and everything. And they made me who I am when it comes to family being the most important thing. I really stressed that every time we saw them. And my grandma was incredibly supportive of all of us, no matter what we did. We all do very different things. And she was happy and supportive and positive about everything that we all did. Even when we went off to school, it was hard to talk to her on the phone, but we wrote letters as well. And later, my mom started writing for her. My grandma would talk, and my mom would write what she was saying. So that was nice. She was the ultimate family woman. And I hope to be like her, and my mom has become so much like her in becoming a big center of our family, as you all know. So I hope to become like her as much as I can. Okay. We have so many great memories of my grandma, and we're, like we all said, we love her so much, and we're going to miss her so much. Okay. One of my favorite memories is one that I'm sure you all remember. Whenever Grandpa would get a little snappy with her, she would turn to us and go, she would always crack us up. And she always loved us up with hugs and kisses and cared about her family unconditionally. And I couldn't have asked for a cuter, more loving, wonderful grandma. I remember every time I would visit her, her whole entire face would light up. And nothing made me feel more special than that face. She always loved showing us off to her friends at the Marymore. And I can say with no hesitation that I was just as proud to say that she was my grandma. Or how I used to say it, grandma.
Grandma.
There were so many adorable qualities about my grandma. Like the way she would get her hair done, and her big move was putting a little butterfly clip in, which me and Shelly were always obsessed with. Or how every Hanukkah, I would open my present from her and say, "Thank you, Grandma, I love it." And she would look at it and go, "What is that?" I'll never forget all the times I spent with Grandma and Grandpa because everyone was so special. The time and the love that they spoiled me with shaped so much of who I am today, and I'm so blessed and so thankful to have had people like them in my life. My grandma truly was the best, and I love her so much. We will miss her more than she'll ever know.